让我们感谢神，让我们能够聚在一处来一起学习神的话语。
Thank God again that we can once meet again to learn the word of God.
那么也非常高兴呢，能够看到我们时常带到的 Peter。
And also I'm very happy and glad to see our brother Peter.
Peter 呢，调皮捣蛋，让我们非常的担心。
And Peter was but naughty, so we were all very worried about him.
啊，三个月不讲话。
He decided not to talk for 3 months.
结果呢，一个礼拜前呢，感谢神，会读圣经了。
One week ago, thank God, he started reading Bible.
而且也会讲话了。
And thank God that he started talking again.
而且来到我们当中呢，一起来参加这个学生联会，跟我们的联会。
And also he will be here for the next week for the entire SSC.
这都是我们在信仰上一个很好的经历。
I think these are the good experiences of our faith.
属灵的征战，我们必须要得胜。
We need to conquer the spiritual war.
那我们要靠什么来得胜？
However, what do we rely on to conquer?
保罗已经说得非常的清楚了。
Paul already mentioned clearly.
我们是不可能凭着我们的血气来得胜的。
It is impossible for us to rely on our flesh to win the battle.
今天神交给我们约堡教会一个很重大的责任。
Today, God has given the church in Johannesburg a very great mission.
没有错，每个人都说南非并不是一个很安全的地方。
Yes, everyone is saying that South Africa is not a very safe country.
安不安全，我想这是相对性的东西。
To judge whether or not it's a safe country is up to our own relative judgments.
一个再怎么安全的地区，
even a safest place in this world,
如果强匪刚好进入你的家，
if unfortunately the robber came to your house,
那你可以说那个地方不安全。
Then obviously you will think this certain place is not safe anymore.
就像巴黎或是纽约，也有一些地区呢，人说是不安全的地方。
Just as in Paris or even New York, people will say certain districts are not very safe.
这不是我们能够控制的。
And these are not by our control.
我们将这个交托给神。
We need to rely this to God.
将我们的生命，将我们的生活交托给神。
We need to rely on God, giving our God our lives.
但是南非同时又是一个恩典很大的地方。
At the same time, South Africa is a place of God's grace.
我们知道我们南非教会为什么盖这么大吗？
Do you know why we have such a beautiful big temple?
其实我们当时有一个很大的盼望。
Because at that time we had a great hope.
我们希望约堡教会能够成为训练非洲工人的基地。
We hope that South Africa is the base of the training of the workers for Africa missionary.
所以我们当时想象呢，我有很多的非洲工人来到我们约堡这个地方来受训。
So at that time in our imagination, we hope there was a lot of future workers for Africa mission.
我们有这样的心智。
We have this hope.
那神也让我们能够看到他的恩典。
And that's why God gave such grace to us.
今天先不讲全部的非洲。
Today, not to mention about the whole Africa.
我们就先讲我们南非这个地区。
Let's talk about South Africa.
南非加上奈索托。
South Africa and Lesotho.
其实我们弟兄姐妹应该有超过将近300位。
And I believe that we have more than 300 members in South Africa.
这是相当多的信徒。
And it's actually quite a lot of members.
他们分散在各个地方。
And they are everywhere in South Africa.
那这牧养的责任呢，主却交托了给我们约堡教会。
However, the job of pastoring them, relying on the Joburg Church.
我们约堡教可以说是人数极少之地。
But on the other hand, we also know that in Johannesburg Church, we only have a few.
但是神却给我们这么大的工作。
Yet God has given us such a great mission.
为什么呢？
Why
因为他知道我们必能够成就。
Because he understood that we will be able to do that.
因为他要给我们得到恩典的机会。
Because he wanted to allow us to receive his grace.
所以自从张叔叔跟陆家执事还有小弟呢来接起这个南非的工作之后，
and then since after brother Michael and Deacon Chen and myself bear the responsibility,
我们发现前面的工人已经为我们打下很好的基础了。
We thank God that the previous pioneer has set up a good foundation for us.
那我们现在呢要让这个基础呢能够更加的扩大。
So now we are extending our ability and our mission.
那圣工的扩大代表什么？
So what does mean by extending the church development?
代表着每个人都在热心地服侍神。
It means everyone should take their part and serve God.
每个人呢，都愿意为神付出一点他的心意。
And everyone is willing to pay for God's sake.
所以其实，在南非跟戴索托，我们看一下这个圣工的田地相当的大。
If you look at the field of South Africa and Lesotho,You realize there's a lot of work to do.
不但有我们从外地来的信徒，
Not only we have a lot of members from outside,
还有本地的这些啊，也是神的子民，他们需要得到福音。
And there are also a lot of local people here that waiting for God's gospel.
我们也不晓得怎么去做。
And we don't know how to start.
我们只能按照圣经的教导，一步一步的往前行。
We can only rely on the teaching of the Bible.
我相信。既然往普林亚去传福音给万民听是神的托付。
Since God, Lord Jesus already mentioned that we should go every corner of the world and to spread the gospel.
神也愿意将这个事情，将这个福音传到世界各地。
And it is also God's will to preach the gospel.
那我们呢，如果去做它，一定会成就的。
I'm sure if you have made the determination and do them, and God will be helping us.
所以今天早上要用这个士师记的一段故事来做我们互相的勉励。
So this morning I would like to use the story in the book of Judges as our encouragement.
我们来请看士师记的第七章。
Let's turn to the book of Judges chapter 7.
士师记的第七章。
Judges chapter 7.
第七章这里记载说有个士师，他的名字叫做基甸。
Here there's a certain judge, his name is Gideon.
第一节
Verse 1.
耶路巴利就是基甸，他和一切跟随人早晨起来，在哈律泉旁安营，米甸营在他们北边的平原靠近摩利岗。这里记载说，当时以色列百姓有个敌人呢，叫做米甸。
At that time, there's an enemy of Israelites. They are the Midianites.
米甸人那时候相当的多。
Midianites were a lot at that time.
我们来请看呢、第八章。
Chapter 8,
第八章第十节。
Chapter 8, verse 10.
那时，西巴和萨木拿并跟随他的军队都在加各，约有15,000人，就是东方全军所剩下的已经被杀的约有120,000拿刀的。这里这样计算下来呢，至少他们有135,000人。
And if we make the correct calculation, they were about 135,000.
所以当时以色列百姓被135,000个敌人围困着。
At that time, the Israelites were surrounded by an enemy of 135,000 people.
那神拣选基甸起来拯救以色列百姓。
And at that time, God chose Gideon to save his people.
当然呢，基甸为了要征战，他也选了很多的人。
Of course, because of the battle, he also chose a lot of warriors for him.
因为我们总觉得说，只要人多。就能够得胜。
In the battle, we often think that as long as we have more people than others, we will defeat the others.
因为主耶稣基督曾经这样的讲过一个故事。
Lord Jesus once has mentioned a story.
那这个故事呢，对我们影响相当的大。
And this story had a great influence towards us.
他告诉我们说，当我们要出去征战的时候呢，我们要先坐下来数算。
He mentioned by saying that when before we go to the battle.We need to plan first and to see how many people we have.
如果我们发现我们人数不够的话呢，我们就要去跟对方求和。
If we realize that we are outnumbered, then we should ask for the peace contract.
那这个故事呢，一直在我内心里面盘转。
So a lot of times this story is in my heart.
因为我不晓得说为什么主这样的吩咐我们。
Because I couldn't understand why the Lord mentioned this to us.
他前面这样告诉我们说，我们要撇下所有的来跟从他。
Because just before this story, he said, "We need to give up everything to follow him."
但是他接着呢，却告诉我们说要坐下来数算。
Yet the next parable he mentioned that we should sit down and plan first.
而且说，如果我们人数看起来不能得胜对方，我们要去跟他们求和。
And also, if we realize that our number are few, and then we should ask the others for peace.
然后接着呢，却又告诉我们说，我们要赔下一些仇敌来跟从他。
And then afterwards, he said, you need to give up everything to follow him.
所以，我们今天也已经习惯了来数算我们自己的能力。
So today, a lot of time we use to plan our ability first.
有很多的事情，我们都先看看我们自己能力到底有多少。
A lot of times we look at our own capability.
如果我们的能力够了，我们就去做。
If we have the enough strength, then we will do them.
如果我们能力不够的话呢？
If we don't,
我们就不敢去做它。
Then we dare not to pay with action.
我们来看路加福音的第十四章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke chapter 14.
路加福音的十四章。
Luke 14.
十四章这里耶稣跟门徒这么说，二十五节。
Here in verse 25, Lord Jesus said to his disciples.
他那时候有很多人跟从耶稣。
At that time there was a great multitude.
然后在二十七节。
Verse 27.
这些说凡不肯背着自己十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。
And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple.
二十六节。
26.
他这么说。
Said,
人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女和弟兄姐妹和自己性命的，就不能做我的门徒。
If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple.
所以这里要做耶稣门徒，有个条件，就是要爱耶稣胜过爱自己的生命。
Here is one criteria which you need to love Christ more than your life.
你不能为了保住你的生命而不去爱耶稣。
You can't because you want to preserve your life and do not love Lord Jesus.
你必须要为了爱基督而愿意舍弃你的生命。
You need to love Lord Jesus to the extent that you're willing to sacrifice your life.
当然你愿意，不见得你一定会舍掉。
When you're willing to do that, it doesn't mean that you have to sacrifice.
就像亚伯拉罕愿意将以撒献上。
Just like Abraham, he was willing to offer Isaac.
但是神又将以撒还给了他。
However, then God stopped him and gave Isaac back to him.
而且大大的祝福他。
And even blessed him more.
这是一个很大的心智。
And that's a great determination of Abraham.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
他说：“你们哪个要盖一栋楼，不先坐下来数算呢？”
For which of you intending to build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost?
那二三十一节。
31.
若是一个王出去和别的王打仗，岂不是先坐下来酌量，能用一万兵去敌那领两万兵来攻打他的吗
？And order what the king, what king going to make war against another king does not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000?
若是不能呢，就趁着敌人还远的时候呢，派使者去求和喜的条款。
And 32, or else while the other is still a great war off, a great way off.He sends a delegation and asks conditions of peace.
其实这段故事让我很困惑。
And actually, this story wondered me a lot.
耶稣基督竟然教我们去跟仇敌求和。
Lord Jesus asked us to make a peace with our enemy.
如果你觉得你能力不够的说的话。
That's when, obviously, when according to the Bible, when you don't have the enough strength.
你先求和。
You ask for the condition of peace.
说不定等到你力量壮大了，你再去打他。
And afterwards, when you grow up again, then you can defeat your enemy.
他给我的困惑是什么
？And what kind of I was just wondering.
我没有仇敌。
I don't have any enemy.
我只有一个仇敌。
The only enemy I have.
我的仇敌就是神的仇敌。
My enemy is devil's enemy. It's God's enemy.
就是撒旦。
It's Satan.
那我怎么有可能？耶稣怎么有可能教我去跟撒旦求和？
But then, how could Lord ask me to make a peace condition of peace with Satan?
今天以我们约宝教会来数算的话
，Today, if you look at our Johannesburg Church,
我们要将福音在南非立下根基。
And today we are here to build a foundation for South Africa.
有这个可能吗
？Is it possible?
凭我们这几个人
by relying on our own strength.
所以我们算一算，应该是不可能的。
So if we sit and count on the number of people, it is not possible.
我们是不是需要跟撒旦求和一下？
So is it part? Then should we make a condition of peace with the Satan?
说撒旦啊
，and we say Satan.
你三年之内不要打扰我。
Ignore me for these 3 years.
然后呢，让我这个军队壮大起来，我们再来打。
Let me prepare my army of Christ, and then I'll fight you later.
有没有可能
？Is it possible?
所以我就很困惑了。
So a lot of times I wonder.
如果真的要数算的话。
If we really have to come,
我们怎么有可能胜过撒旦
？How can we defeat Satan?
我们力量什么时候才能够满足
？How can we prepare ourselves until we are ready?
一万个兵
？Maybe 10,000 army.
两万个兵
？20,000.
或是三万个兵
？Or even 30,000 maybe.
我们今天真教会估计有100多万人。
Now today, in over the world, we have about 1 million or more members.
难道就能够得胜吗?
And does it mean we will be able to defeat Satan?
那我们再看接下去耶稣怎么说呢?
And then let's see how what Lord Jesus
33节,
said. 33.
这样你们无论是什么人，若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。
So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple.
这就更奇怪了。
And that's even more strange.
他说这样,
he says so.
既然我讲这些故事，你们都听见了。
So yes, after all you have heard.
既然你们都明白了,
and you have understood the teachings I mentioned.
你们若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。
So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple.
我们算已经算了一万人了。
So now we have 10,000.
我们都觉得不够了。
We think it's not enough.
但是耶稣却说,
But then Lord Jesus then
你们若不撇下这一万人，你不能做我的门徒。
However, if you don't forsake these 10,000 army, you cannot be my disciple.
前面告诉我们,
And the previous story told us,
你若不看重我胜过看重自己的生命，不能做我的门徒。
If you treat your life more important than mine, then you cannot be my disciple.
我们不敢去打，因为我们害怕失去生命。
We don't want to fight a battle because we're afraid we'll lose the life.
因为我只有一万，他有两万。Because
I only have 10,000 while they have 20,000.
我不敢打是为了保存我的生命。I
don't want to fight because I'll have to preserve my power.
但是耶稣前面说，你若爱惜自己生命胜过爱我的话，你不能做我的门徒。
However, Lord Jesus mentioned, if you love your life more than me, then you cannot be my disciple.
我们就算了。
Then we started counting.
算到最后还是觉得我的生命重要。And
at the end, we realize our life perhaps are more important.
所以我求和我不做。Therefore,
I'd rather make the condition of peace.
这个征战我不打。And
I'd rather not to fight the battle.
接着耶稣就说了。Then
Lord Jesus said,
这样。Then
if this is the case,
你们如果不撇下所有的话,
whoever of you does not forsake all he has,
你们就不能做的门徒,
cannot be my disciple.
所以叫我们算了半天。
So after counting for so long,
算了半天是为了要我们丢掉他。
After counting them, the conclusion is for us to forsake what we have counted.
你有一万个兵,
you have 10,000.
但是你要当作你没有兵。
But you have to treat yourself as you don't have any army.
这样你才能够得胜。
And this is the way to win the battle.
你如果算一算我有一万个兵,
if you count it, then you realize you have 10,000 army.
你说不够。
And you say, no, it's not enough.
我要更多,
I need more.
两万、三万、四万、五万,
perhaps 20, 30, or even 50,000.
有一天你会发觉到说你怎么算都是不够的。
You'll realize one day, it doesn't matter how much you have counted,
你永远不敢出去征战。
Because you will not be able to defeat your enemy.
因为仇敌增加的速度比你还要快。
Because the number of increase is much faster than us.
神叫我们算。
And God asks us to count.
不是叫我们来依靠这些,
not to ask us to rely on the number.
而是要叫我们放弃这些.
It's ask us to learn to give up them.
你要能够重新归零.
And after counting them, you need to be able to change, turn all of these things to zero.
而不是由你所拥有的当作你的力量.
And you should not rely on what you have.
这是相当困难的一种数算.
And this is a very difficult counting method.
你算到一万,
now you count until you know you have 10,000.
一万再过去呢?
And then what's next?
是零.
The next number is zero.
我没有.
And I have not.
我没有拥有什么东西.
I don't have anything at all.
我撇下这一切.
I have given up everything.
这样你才能够做神的门徒。
So that and then I can be Lord Jesus' disciple.
我想我们今天在这里真正也是一样。
Today I believe that's how we battle here.
我们不要数算我们有多少人。
We should not count how many people we have.
或者应该说我们应该数算。
Or perhaps we should count.
因为你数算，你有个记忆。
Because after counting, you remember the number.
有个记忆，你才能够知道说神恩典有多大。
Since you remember them, and then later on you will count how much grace God has given you.
你曾经拥有过这些东西,
because you know that once you had all of these
things, 但是你又知道说这些东西其实是没有用的。
But yet you understand that all these that you have counted are useless.
这样你才能够知道说神的恩典有多大了。
And then by doing so, then you realize how great God's grace is.
我们看回来基甸的故事。
Let's look back to Gideon's story.
当时有35,000人包围着他们。
At that time, there was about 135,000 army around the Gideon.
基甸跑遍通国呢, 找到了 30,000人, 32,000人。
And Gideon, he went through the whole entire nation and he found 30,000 people.
当然了, 这个要征战还是相当的困难。
Of course, and they said it's going to be a very difficult battle.
第二节,
Verse 2.
神却对基甸说, 跟随你的人过多了。 七章的第二节,
Sorry, chapter 7, verse 2. And then the Lord said to Gideon, The people who are with you are too many.
我不能将米甸人交在他们的手中, 恐怕呢, 免得以色列人呢, 夸大说是我们自己的手救了我们。
So therefore, it's too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel claim glory for itself against me, saying, My own hand has saved me.
32,000人面对13,500人。
A 32,000 army facing against 135,000 army.
神数人太多。
And the Lord said 32,000 is too much.
我不能将米甸人交给你们。
I cannot give Midianites to these 32,000.
因为你们会说是你们自己的手救了你们自己的。
Because in this case, you will mention that this is by your own hand God has saved you.
所以一个不知道重新归到零的人。
If a person does not know to transform everything to zero,
每一次你出发工作,
every time you went to work, for God,
好像你身上武器都没有带了。
And then you need to think that you don't have any weapon at all.
就像大卫面对哥利亚一样,
Just like when David facing against Goliath.
你所有的东西根本就打不倒敌人。
Because whatever you have cannot defeat the enemy.
你唯一掌握的是什么?
The only thing that you can get hold of
就是零。
Is your spirit. Is zero.
就是神。
It's God.
因为你越没有你越能够依靠神。
Because the more you don't have, the more you will learn to rely on God.
所以我们要在这个地区工作。
So therefore, if you decide to work for South Africa,
比如说我们这个教堂,
For instance, this church,
我们有很多的安全装置。
There's a lot of safety protection.
这是相当尽力了,我们人已经尽力了。
Yes, I believe this is the best that we can do.
我们绝对不是说这个不好。
I'm not saying this is not good.
但是如果没有神看守,
However, without God's protection,
除非你不要离开这个门,
the only possibility that you never leave this door.
等你离开这个门之后,
Once you go out,
这些机器还能够保护你吗?
Will all these equipment still protect you?
甚至你在这个门之内,
even within this protection,
如果对方真的要强强进来, 你能够怎么样?
If the robber decided to force themselves in, what can you do?
如果没有神保守的话,
without God's protection.
所以我们尽力, 但是我们不能依靠。
So yes, we do our best, but we cannot rely on them.
我们唯一要依靠的是神。
We can only rely on God.
要能够数算到最后, 当作没有。
So after counting these things, then we need to know they are nothing.
所以神说以色列百姓太多了。
So therefore, God said to Gideon that there are too many Israelites.
我不能将他们交在你们手中。
I cannot deliver the Midianites into their hands.
恐怕你们会夸大说是你们自己救了自己了。
Lest they put the glory into their own hands.
第三节,
Verse 3.
现在你要向这些人宣告说, 凡惧怕胆怯的可以离开。
Now therefore, proclaim in the hearing of the people, saying, Whoever is fearful and afraid, let him turn and depart at once from Mount Gideon.
结果呢, 22,000人就回去了,
so
只剩下1万人。
22,000 people returned, there's only 10,000 left.
第一个我发觉他说这些人很诚实。
Firstly, I think they are very honest.
如果我们今天讲说, 害怕的人不要去, 我看, 可能大家是怎么样都要勉强去了。
Today I say, okay, whoever that's fearful don't have to go, I believe that some of them will still try to go.
可见这些人很害怕。
So therefore, you can see that most of these people, they were afraid.
这不是一个罪。
This is not a sin.
人会害怕,本来就是会害怕。
Yes, it's right for a human to be fearful.
但是我们害怕的心不能影响到整个征战。
However, the heart of fear should not affect the whole army.
所以你看神第一个要求。
So therefore, the first requirement.
他没有说那个不会使刀的回去。
God did not say that those who cannot even hold the knife, Can go return.
或者那跑不快的回去,
or those who cannot run fast return.
他第一个要求,
the first requirement.
心里害怕的回家,
whoever who is in fear in his heart will can return.
当然会害怕,
yes, of course.
要是我在当中, 我也会害怕。
Even if me, among them, I'll be fearful.
我才32,000人。
I only have 32,000.
对方有135,000人。
However, they have 135,000.
一个打四个。
And basically, one against four.
他们是强盛的军队。
And they are strong. And
那我们这是以色列百姓，根本是乌合之众。
And we are Israel people who are not a trained, proper trained army.
我们怎么能够去打他们？
How can we defeat them?
所以当基甸这么宣布之后，
So after Gideon has announced this,
22,000人就回去了，
22,000 returned,
剩下10,000人，
Only 10,000 left.
我想这个神是一个很大的要求。
And this is a great requirement by God.
这里的害怕是害怕什么？
And this, the 22,000, what are they afraid of?
因为我们来请看， 第十一节， 第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
这里神对基甸说，
Here God say to Gideon,
倘若你怕下去， 就带着你仆人普拉下到那营里去。
But if you are afraid to go down to the camp with Pura your servant.
然后呢， 于是第11节说， 于是呢， 基甸呢， 就带着仆人普拉下到营旁。
Therefore, verse 11, Gideon brought Pura into the tent.
所以可见呢， 基甸也害怕。
So therefore, you can see that even Gideon, he was feared, he was afraid.
但是已经经过拣选了。
But then these are the chosen people.
但是基甸还是存着害怕的心。
But still, after God has chosen these people, Gideon was still afraid.
这到底有什么不一样？
What's the difference between the fear of the Gideon and fear of those 22,000?
前面的害怕是什么？
The first fear of the 22,000
是对神没有信心。
It's a fear that without a faith towards God.
对自己也没有信心。
And no faith to himself too.
他们根本就不愿意去征战。
And they don't even want to battle.
他们可能是勉强被召来的。
Maybe they were forced to battle.
所以今天这样有这个机会，他们就走了。
Today, if they have this chance, then they will leave quickly.
走掉了三分之二的人。
So two-thirds were left.
那基甸来到这个时候，他的害怕到底是什么样的害怕？
And in verse 11, what kind of fear is Gideon experiencing?
这我们等一下可以再继续的来谈。Then
we can talk about this later.
好，那这两万一千人离开之后，两万两千人离开之后，
After the 22,000 people have left,
剩下10,000人。
There's only 10,000 people left.
为什么神要这样的来拣选人？
Why did God choose people this way?
神的工作有一个很大的目的。
There's one purpose of God's mission.
神要我们在完成他的工作的时候自己得到造就。
God wants us to, after completing his work, to edify ourselves.
其实很多人在做完神的工作之后自己跌倒了。
Because a lot of time, a lot of people, after completing God's work, fail.
因为他们骄傲起来了。
Because they feel proud of themselves.
他们认为说是靠着他们自己的手将神的工作做成了。
Because they thought that it's by their own hand they have accomplished the work of God.
神不愿意这样的事情出现。
And God does not want this kind of thing to happen.
他要我们做成工作之后自己得到造就。
He wants after you completing God's word, you yourself is edified.
就是呢，将一切呢都归给神。
That you belong, well, that you proclaim the glory to God.
我们来请看哥林多后书的第12章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多后书的第12章。
2 Corinthians chapter 12.
这里保罗谈到他自己的体验。
Here Paul talk about his own experience.
第5节。
Verse 5.
为这人我要夸口，但是为我自己，除了我的软弱以外，我并不夸口。
Of such a one, I will boast, yet of myself, I will not boast.
第12章的第5节，哥林多后书12章5节。
2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 5.
他说，我只夸口我的软弱了。
Except in my infirmities.
第6节。
6.
我就是愿意夸口也不算狂妄，因为我必说实话，只是我禁止不说，恐怕有人把我看高了，过于他在我身上所看见的、所听见的。
For though I might desire to boast, I will not be a fool. For I will speak the truth, but I refrain, lest anyone should think of me above what he sees me to be or hears from me.
又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，过于自高，所以有根刺加在我肉体之上。
Unless I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelation, a thorn in the flesh was given to me.
那这根刺是什么呢？
But what kind of the thorn it is?
我想这根刺并不是肉体的那种病痛的刺。
I think perhaps the thorn does not mean the physical illness that he was suffering.
若是肉体病痛的刺的话，保罗不需要祷告三次。
Because if the, this is only a physical illness, he doesn't have to pray three times.
他说，接着他说，就是撒旦的才艺要攻击我。
A messenger of Satan to buffet me.
免得我过于自高了。
Lest I be exalted above measure.
所以这根刺是撒旦的才艺在攻击他。
So this thorn was by the Satan's messenger.
那他怎么说这根刺加在肉体之上呢？
So how does he put this thorn above his flesh?
他为什么说在肉体之上呢？
Why did he say it's above his flesh?
在第十一章前面他怎么说？
In verse chapter 11 he mentioned.
这里谈到说那些人呢来攻击保罗。
Here a lot of people attack Paul.
第五节。
Verse 5.
但我想我一点也不在那最大尺度以下。
For I consider that I'm not all at all inferior to the most eminent.
我的言语虽然粗俗，我的知识却不粗俗。
Even though I am untrained in speech, yet I am not in knowledge.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
第十四节这里说。
Verse 14.
这也不足为怪了，因为连撒旦也装作光明的天使了。
No wonder, but Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light.
第十六节，
16.
我再说，人不可把我当作愚妄的。
I say again, let no one think I am a fool.
众人呢，把我当作愚妄的，把我当作愚妄人接纳，叫我可以略略自夸。
If otherwise, at least receive me as a fool, that I also may boast a little.
十八节，
18.
既然有好些人凭血气自夸，我要自夸了。
Seeing that many boast according to the flesh, I also will boast.
23节
23.
他们是基督的仆人吗？我说句狂话，我更是。
Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more.
这里我们看到保罗被激怒了。
Here we can see that Paul he was furious.
他真的是很生气，这些人对他攻击。
He was really angry because of the other people's attacking.
所以这是对他一个很大的考验。
And at the same time, it's a great training for him.
对他血气一个很大的考验。
It's a great trial for him for his flesh.
好像一根刺架在他的肉体之上。
It's like a thorn on top of his body.
要激起他这种血气的这种愤怒。
So that he can be aroused.
因为撒旦的差一直攻击他。
Because Satan's messenger attacked him.
所以他求神呢三次将这个刺拿掉。
So therefore he prayed three times that God can remove the thorn.
但是神没有答应。
But yet God did not agree.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为神恐怕保罗所得的启示太高了。
Because lest that his revelation was too great.
如果没有人攻击他，
Because if no one attacked him,
他可能是没有办法抓住了。没有办法被抓住了。
Perhaps then he won't be as same firm.
因为有很多人攻击他。
Because a lot of people attacked him.
所以保罗必须要时常的回到神的面前来。
So therefore, he has to return to God more often.
所以呢，他神就告诉他说。
So therefore, God answered him.
说我的恩典够你用了。
My grace is sufficient for you.
因为我的恩典呢，我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
For my strength is made perfect in weakness.
第九节。
Verse 9.
因为我的能力在人的软弱上显得完全。
For my strength is made perfect in weakness.
所以我更喜欢夸口自己的软弱，好叫基督能力覆庇我。
Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
这个软弱不是我们今天所谓的软弱。
And this, the weakness, is not the weakness we are talking about today.
我们今天总以为犯罪的软弱就是这里的软弱。
Most of the time we think that the weakness we're talking about is when we sin against God.
所以我们常常在罪里面来寻求神的恩典。
So therefore, a lot of times in our own sin, we ask for God's mercy and grace.
这也难怪我们今天见证许多都是犯罪的人才有神的恩典。
So therefore, today, a lot of testimonies are made after the person sinned against God, then return.
好像你永远没有犯罪，你永远没有恩典一样。
And it may mean that to a lot of people that without sin against God, you will never receive God's grace.
因为我们会这么做结论、啊。
Because that's our conclusion.
因为神的人能力是在我的软弱上显得完全。
Because for my strength is made perfect in weakness.
所以我越软弱，神的恩典能力越大。
So the more weaker I am, the more grace God will be.
你看我犯罪这么深。
Look at me, I sin against God so much.
神用他能力将我带回来了。
However, God has brought me back with His own power.
我想保罗如果在天上听到我们这些见证的话。
I think if Paul heard what we are preaching today.
而且引用他自己圣经节。
Even use this as a Bible verse.
他不晓得要怎么头痛了。
Perhaps he will feel a big headache.
我们看他继续怎么说呢？
Let's carry on reading.
他说：“所以我更喜欢夸口自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力呼庇我。”第九节底下。
Verse nine, the second part. Therefore, most gladly, I would rather boast in my infirmity, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
我喜欢夸口我的软弱。
Most gladly, I rather boast my infirmities.
犯罪有什么好夸口的？
How can you boast yourself when you sin against God?
你犯罪是对神一个很大的羞辱啊。
When you sin against God, it's a great insult to God.
因为神恩典在你身上这么大。
Because God's grace is so great upon you.
你怎么还去犯罪呢？
How can you dare to sin against him?
所以谁敢夸口他的犯罪？
So who can actually boast if he sin against God?
但是保罗说我喜欢夸口自己的软弱。
However, Paul said that most likely I will boast my infirmity,
好叫基督能力覆庇我。
So that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
他说我为基督的缘故。
For the sake of Christ,
就以软弱、凌辱、急难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐。
And then I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distress.
他怎么会以犯罪为可喜乐的呢？
And none of these are for the sake of his sin.
因为我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强。
For when I am weak, then I am strong.
我们来看二十九节。
Verse 29.
有些软弱，我不软弱呢？
Sorry, verse 19 again. Do you think that whoever weak, then I'm not weak?
有谁跌倒，我不焦急呢？
Whoever that fell, I do not worry.
我若必须自夸，就夸那关乎我软弱的事便了。
If I have to boast, then I just have to boast my infirmity.
所以这里我们看得非常的清楚。
And here we can see clearly.
保罗所讲的软弱不是犯罪的软弱。
And that the infirmity, the weakness that Paul mentioned is not about the weakness of sin.
有谁软弱我不软弱呢？
Whoever feel weak, I don't feel too.
不是说有谁犯罪我不去跟着犯罪呢？
So it does not mean that whoever sin against God, I will also sin against God.
前面那个软弱是犯罪的软弱。
And the first the weakness.Is the weakness of sin against God.
我看到他犯罪软弱了。
And after seeing him sin against God, and he has become weak.
我也跟着软弱了。
And I feel weak too.
我为什么跟着软弱呢？
Why do I feel weak too?
这个软弱不是因为我去犯罪。
It's not because I sin against God.
而是我感觉到说我没有这个能力能够将他救起来。
It's the fear of feeling weak that I cannot save this brother.
就像我们面对南非这么大的国家。
Just like in South Africa, such a big country.
这么多的信徒。
There are so many members.
分散这么多的地区。
They are all spread all over.
看到有些人已经远离了，慢慢的离开了真道理。
And we can see a lot of people has left God.
他们软弱了。
They are weak.
你不软弱吗？
Aren't you weak too?
你的软弱是什么？
And what kind of weakness are you?
主啊，我怎么这个力量能够救他们？
Lord, how can I have the strength to save them?
我完全没有这个力量。
I don't have the strength at all.
我完全没有这个能力了。
I don't have the power.
因为我是极其软弱的。
Because I am so weak too.
重新归零。
So then I am zero. I'm not.
在这个时候，你才能够得到神的能力的庇护。
But at the same time, you will see God's grace raised upon you.
在这个时候，你才能够重新刚强起来。
At this time, you will stand strong again.
你才能够靠着神的力量去做完成神所交付的工作。
And in this case, then you will be able to accomplish God's mission.
所以神的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
So therefore, God's power is manifested on our weakness.
这个软弱是你需要靠神。
And this weakness is to tell us that we need to rely on God.
很多人笑信神的人，信耶稣的人。
A lot of Christian.
他说只有软弱的人才需要神。
They say only those people who are weak need God.
没有错，我们是软弱的。
Yes, we are weak.
我们需要神。
Yes, we need God.
因为我们知道说我们自己没有办法得胜罪。
Because we know that we cannot win against sin.
我们要以我们的软弱为夸口。
However, we need to boast our infirmities.
我什么都不是。
I am nothing.
真的，我什么都不是。
Truly, I am nothing.
我真的需要你们的带导，需要神的帮助。
I really need your intercession. Really need your power.
要不然我什么事情都做不成的。
Because otherwise, I cannot do anything.
所以神叫基甸。
So therefore, God mentioned to Gideon.
首先叫那些害怕的回家。
Firstly, those who are in fear can return.
剩下一千一万人。
And only 10,000 people left.
因为神恐怕他们夸口说他们靠自己的能力得胜。
Yet they, after they defeat the Midianites, they boast themselves.
那神又说第四节。
Verse 4 in the Judges chapter 7.
七章四节。
Book of Judges chapter 7, verse 4.
神对基甸说。
God said to Gideon.
他说呢，人还是过多了。
There are still too many.
人还是太多。
There are still too many people.
然后你要带他们下到水旁边去。
Therefore, you bring them down to the water.
这些都已经不害怕了。
Those 10,000, they are fearless.
他们对神有相当的信心。
They have great faith towards God.
他们对得胜有相当的信心。
And they have a great faith towards salvation.
信心是不够的。
But yet their faith is not enough.
信心只有是行动了。
Because after faith, you need to show your action.
行动就需要相当大的智慧。
However, to pay with action, you need to have wisdom.
所以呢，神就叫他们呢，叫基甸将他们带到水旁边去。
So therefore, God asked Gideon to bring them to take them to the water.
他说我要在他们在那里试试他们。
And here God mentioned that I will test them.
那我就会告诉你说什么人可以跟着你去。
And then I will tell you, who will be going with you.
第五节
，verse five，
基甸就将他们带到水边。
So therefore, Gideon brought them to the water.
结果很自然的，这些人看到了水呢，就开始喝水。
And those people who, after seeing the water, they started drinking.
但是有人呢是用舌头来舔水，像狗舔的一样。
And some people lick the water like a dog.
有些人呢是用手喷起来，第六节用手喷起来舔水的。
And others they put the water in their hands and start drinking.
一万人。
10,000 people.
只有300人将手喷将水喷起来喝。
Only 300 people would brought the water to their mouth.
水很多。
There were a lot of water.
每个人看到水都沉下去就大喝一通啊。
But when they saw the there was so much water, they kneel down immediately started drinking.
你若整个趴下去喝，你会一直喝很多。
Obviously, if you put your whole body into the water, you'll drink a lot.
你会感到很满足。
And you feel satisfied.
你若用手舀起来。
However, if you use your hand to take the water,
你吃能够拿的水不多。
And there's no much water you can drink.
他们忘记了他们是要去征战。
They forgot that they're here to battle.
打战你怎么可以趴在地上打？
When you fight a battle, how can you lie on the ground?
你怎么可以看到好处就忘记了敌人？
How can you, after seeing a great water, great profit in front of you?
因为有135,000人围绕着你们。
Because remember, there's 135,000.
如果每个人都趴下来喝水，
if everyone is lying like that to drink the water,
那敌人来到你们怎么能够清醒起来？
And how can you be alert when the enemy arrives?
所以他们已经失去了他们是在征战的观念了。
So they have lost the concept of battle.
他们看到了水就忘记了一切了。
Then when they saw the water, they forgot everything.
我们有时候看到神的恩典。
But of times when we saw God's grace,
我们可能会太过高兴的一直留在这个地方。
And we may just be too happy, then we stay on the same place.
忘记了战争还没有结束。
We forgot totally there's still a battle to go on.
这个战争什么时候能够结束？
And when will the battle be end?
就等到耶稣再来那一天。
Until the second coming of the Lord.
等到撒旦被丢到火湖里面的那一天。
When Satan is thrown to the lake of fire.
要不然战争永远不会结束的。
Otherwise, the war will go on forever.
我们不能因为今天的恩典而停留下来。
We cannot forsake God's. We cannot stay in the same place because of God's grace.
我们要相当的警醒。
We need to be very alert.
所以神说，这三百个人呢，没有趴下来喝水的，我拣选他们。
So therefore, God said that the 300 people who did not lie down and drink water, I'll choose them.
所以这里我们看到被神选到有个条件。
We can see there's a criteria that's set by God.
神不要人很多。
God does not need a lot of people.
因为这个是没有用的。
Because to God is useless.
因为是神在征战。
Because it is God's battle.
不是人在征战。
It's not man's battle.
人能够参与是让他能够分得神的荣耀跟恩典。
For man to participate in the war is for the man to receive God's grace and blessing.
而不是神要靠他们来得胜。
It's not that God has to rely on them to win the battle.
这是神给他们得恩典的机会。
And this is the chance of receiving grace from God.
这些人是不害怕的。
And these 300 people, they were, or these 10,000 people, they were fearless.
我们来看第八章。
Verse chapter 8.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
当他们得胜的时候。
After they defeated the enemy.
他们就一路的杀下去了。
And they kept on carry on pursuing the enemy.
他们杀败了米甸人的军兵呢。
They have defeated the Midianites.
因为他们坦然无惧。
Because they were fearless.
所以他们的勇敢在这里被证明了。
So their bravery was proven here.
所以我们要为神工作要相当的勇敢。
So in order to walk for God, we need to be brave enough.
这个勇敢是来自于对神的信心。
And this bravery is from the faith you have towards God.
来自于对神的应许的把握。
And this is the certainty that you have towards God's promise.
再来，我们要相当的警醒。
And then you need to be very diligent and alert.
随时保持在最好的状态。
And put yourself always in the best condition.
因为敌人什么时候再跑进来，我们不知道。
Because we don't know when will God, when will enemy invade you again.
我们来请看雅歌。
Let's turn to the Song of Song.
我们来看雅歌。
Song of Solomon.
雅歌的第三章。
Solomon, Song of Solomon, chapter 3.
雅歌的第三章
Psalm, Psalm chapter 3
我们看第七节跟第八节
Verse 7 and 8
看啊是所罗门的教视为有六十个勇士都是以色列中的勇士手里都持刀善于征战腰间佩刀防备夜间有金光这里记载有许多的勇士有六十个勇士包围着神的教会就是所罗门的教
There were 60 valiant men of Solomon surround the temple of God.
他们保护神的教会。
And they are there to protect God's church.
他们在为神征战。
And they are fighting.
那这些有什么特色呢
？And what's their characteristic?
所有都拿刀。
They all have sword in their hand.
都拿着神的话语。
And with the God's word.
这还不够。
But that's not enough.
他们善于征战。
Being expert in the war.
能够打战。
They are able to fight.
而且将刀配在腰间。
And they put sword on his thigh.
他没有将刀要喝水就刀抛在旁边。
They do not put the sword on the side when they drink water.
永远配在腰间。
The sword is next to them.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为防备夜间有金光。
It's just to prevent the enemy from the night.
恐怕晚上敌人突然来到了。
Because we never know when the enemy will come.
你那时候这么晚要去找刀不好不容易找。
Okay, in the middle of the night, very hard for you to find the knife.
你如果没有将刀配在腰间的话。
If you don't put the sword on your side.
所以他们将刀配在腰间。
So therefore, that's why they put sword on their side.
稍微有个动静就拔出刀来了。
So when if they heard anything abnormal, then they took out the sword immediately.
拿出神的话来。
And they took out the word of God.
所以非常的警醒。
So they were very alert.
我想今天神也是这样的选择我们。
And today that's how God chose us.
神不需要人多。
God did not need a lot of people.
32,000人变成300个人。
From the 32,000 army, now only 300 people left.
那只要我们能够符合神的条件。
However, if we reach God,
我们就可以看将来那个征战其实呢是神在打。
We can then see this is a battle for God.
这个我们下午呢再一起来分享。
And then we shall discuss this again in the afternoon.
那我们今天早上就到这里结束。
And then we end our service here.
我们起来唱诗182首。
Singing 182.